Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan.
My name is Eli Smart from Dearborn, Michigan. Originally, I was born and raised in Southern California. That's where the people that initially introduced Islam to me were Lebanese who lived in Southern California. My brother and my mother eventually moved out here because of the community. I mean, Southern California, you have a lot of Muslims living there, but they're all very disconnected. You don't have one area that's kind of like, you know, you don't have like the Muslim equivalent of a Chinatown in Los Angeles. They're all spread out everywhere. But the nice thing about Dearborn and why a lot of Muslims move here is because you have really the city of Dearborn is like one big Muslim community. I mean, during the Muslim holidays and things like that, you really feel like you're still, obviously, you know, you're not living in a Muslim country, but you sort of get that sense of it because you have so many people that are, you know, celebrating things at the same time that are doing things together. You know, you have a lot of mosques. It's a much more active Islamic community here than probably any other place I've ever been. I have my MBA now, but when I was in graduate school doing my MBA here in Dearborn, and there's other people, there's other Muslims. I knew that in theory there was other Muslims probably that were in my classes, but, you know, especially for the men, it's kind of hard to tell most of the year. But, you know, you always know during Ramadan because you would have, you know, night classes, especially MBA classes are usually at night, and you would the teacher would be lecturing, and suddenly the water bottles start coming out and the snacks start coming out in the middle of class. The teacher kind of looks around and goes, "Hey, what's going on?" And he's starting to lecture, and you hear all this crunching. I mean, the ones who aren't used to it, you know, they kind of just keep going with whatever they're doing. But the ones who aren't used to it, they're kind of like, "Hey, you know, what's going on here?" Because it's kind of unusual to see people like chowing down in the middle of class. But you know, when it's iftar, it's iftar. You know, wherever you are, you have to drink something and eat something. So it is kind of funny because that's when you find out who the Muslims are usually. To me, it's like the main thing about Ramadan and why Ramadan is important to me is because it teaches you self-control and self-restraint during the day when you're fasting, and it teaches you humility. You feel much more connected with people. I mean, there's something different about Ramadan, celebrating it with your family, having iftar with your family, than doing in any other month. You know, people have dinners, and we visit each other all year long. But in Ramadan, because everyone is going through the same kind of spiritual transformation process, you know, during the day with fasting and trying not to commit sins and everything like that, people feel much more connected. You know, there's much more of a shared bond between family members. Yeah, it's not like any other time of the year, that's for sure. Ramadan is the month of the Quran, so most Muslims, they try to recite the entire Quran during the month of Ramadan. But one of the personalities that one of the sayings that I think about was from a lot of times when I'm fasting is from Imam Ali Abu Talib. He's Ali Abu Talib, who was the first cousin of the Prophet Muhammad, and he was the Shias believe was the first leader of the Muslims. I'm Shia, so I believe that. He said, you know, he used to fight a lot of battles, and at that time, you know, they had to wear heavy armor, and they were in the desert, and you know, it was obviously much hard for us to relate now to that. But you know, one of the same things he used to say was, you know, I feel the best, the most comfortable when I'm standing ready for battle in my armor in the desert and I'm fasting. You know, so it's so hard for us to relate to that because we don't experience that kind of hardship and we don't know the reward or the epiphanies that somebody would get or the things that you would understand from being in that situation, from doing that. But I think about that a lot in that, you know, the more suffering that we go through and the more we, you know, it kind of purifies us. It humbles us, but it also purifies our soul and our spirit. And I think about that a lot because, you know, in some ways, every day is, you know, not a battle necessarily with other people, but every day is a struggle. It's a jihad. So I think about that a lot when I'm fasting.
This This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith in American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.